A collection of canons explored. It's often said about the SCP universe that there is no canon. This is repeatedly told to people coming into the community, and is meant to inform them that contradictions can and will occur between different articles. It's true that there is no central canon within the wiki. There is only a series of common tropes that most authors choose to build off of, but can easily disregard if they so choose. There is also, however, a great number of different canons within the wiki, which are essentially separate timelines, universes, or just storylines, each with their own unique themes and concepts. I've already covered a couple of these in some greater detail, such as End of Death or Broken Masquerade, but this video will look at a good number more. These won't be deep dives into each of these canons, but consider it to be a teaser, with the possibility of more in-depth looks down the line. Let's start by taking a brief look at one of the biggest canons on the site, known as Resurrection. In the Hub's own words, Project Resurrection is a writing project aimed at reconstructing and resurrecting the original central storyline of the SCP Foundation, bringing together both old and new works. The beginning of the storyline concerns an era of the Foundation in which the weaponization of SCP objects was common, with the highlight being Mobile Task Force Omega-7. A team which included SCP-076, Abel, and SCP-105, Iris. It was a very cavalier time for the Foundation, and it eventually came to an end with a potential reality restructuring event and the death of most of the Omega-7 team. 9 years later, a new task force is proposed, Alpha-9, led by SCP-105, in order to deal with some new problems. Not everyone at the Foundation is crazy about revisiting the past, however, and the storyline begins to play out a bit like the Avengers and a bit like the Suicide Squad. As mentioned, it's a large storyline written up by a multitude of authors, combining both old characters and events with new twists. Another canon that looks at some pretty old stuff while bringing it into the modern day is In Memoria Additum. This is definitely one to look into if you're interested at all in Sarcasm, the religion focused around flesh and its transformation. I've looked at a decent number of Sarcic articles so far, but none have really presented a cohesive history of the religion and its important figures. In Memoria Additum has the goal of doing exactly that. It's currently an unfinished story, but it's not a happy one, instead filled with power, corruption, and greed. There is no redemption arc, and the Sarkites are not presented in a flattering light. As the story goes on, the Foundation becomes more and more cognizant of the threat level posed by Sarcasm, and the Sarkites begin to show their true fangs. Plenty of other canons are focused around specific groups of interest, such as Dread and Circuses, focused around Herman Fuller's Circus of the Disquieting. In this canon, Herman Fuller finds himself replaced as the ringmaster of the circus by Icky the Magic Clown. Icky, along with Manny, the man with the upside-down face, run the circus with far less sadism than Fuller. But it ends up being just as weird of a group, if not weirder. Dread and Circuses is definitely a more light-hearted series compared to some other canons, filled with absurdist horror and circus antics. For those interested in a little humor with their anomalous weirdness, it's one to check out. Another that focuses on a single group of interest is Et Tam Deum Petivi, which roughly translates from Latin to "And so I asked for God." As you might guess, this canon concerns the Horizon Initiative, a religious organization formed by the main three Abrahamic religions, with the goal of containing or destroying anomalies, particularly those related to religion in some way. Etam Deumpativi looks at the two main branches of the Horizon Initiative, both the Shepherds, who operate in pairs out across the world to seek out and recover safe anomalies if possible, and the Wolves, the combat force of the Initiative, who are far more zealous and far more dangerous. The themes of this canon include the idea that there are thousands and thousands of little anomalies out in the world, unnoticed by the Foundation, and these are mostly what groups like the Horizon Initiative deal with, rather than the world-ending ones. It's a canon mostly about characters, with some good and some bad, but all with their own hopes and goals. It's about religion, certainly, but one doesn't have to be religious to appreciate the story. Canons that look at the Foundation and anomalies in different situations and time periods are quite common as well. If you're into the Wild West at all, then Aces and Eights is the canon for you. Aces and Eights pretty simply combines both traditional Western tales with the characters and entities of the SCP universe. The SCP Foundation itself doesn't actually exist in this canon, but instead, various researchers, groups of interest, and SCPs are redesigned and retrofitted to fit the Wild West theme. For example, Cain and Abel become Jacob and Abe Cain, Anderson Robotics becomes Anderson Prosthetics, and Site-19 becomes Saloon Number 19. It's more of a fresh, loose timeline rather than a concrete storyline, but it definitely shows a side of SCP that very few people are familiar with. No Return is a relatively new canon that actually contains two separate timelines in one. That's because this one is based around the aftermath of SCP-6500, Inevitable, in which the timeline becomes fractured due to a pivotal vote that the Foundation made regarding the end of all anomalies. In one timeline, the Foundation maintained its iron grip on the anomalous world, while some certain individuals rebelled against this decision, and another timeline in which they decided to work alongside a number of groups of interest to slowly introduce anomalies to the rest of the world. There isn't a great deal of content currently for this canon, but for those interested in either of the potential timelines resulting from Inevitable, this is one to keep an eye on. There's even a buddy cop tale in which Dr. Clef and a Sarkic Karsist team up to lead a raid on the Hunter's Black Lodge in Moscow. Unfounded is another small canon with an interesting premise. What if everything else was the same, but the SCP Foundation simply never existed? Well, some might think that the world as we know it in the SCP universe wouldn't exist without the Foundation guarding the door. That's not necessarily the case. Other groups and organizations might step up to fill in the role, such as the Global Occult Coalition, and certain things might never end up happening or being created without the Foundation's presence. The world might know a bit more about anomalies than they otherwise would, but life would continue to go on. A recent article, SCP-6871, presents a possible origin story for this canon, in which the Foundation discovers a magic ritual that can remove things from the timeline, and begin using it in an increasingly greedy way, removing the Chaos Insurgency and the GOC, before removing Sarcasm, which causes humanity to regress back to the Bronze Age. The administrator of the Foundation then removes himself from the timeline, erasing the SCP Foundation and resetting things, with the 6871 document being found by the Coalition. Speaking of disastrous occurrences, apocalyptic canons are quite popular as well. The Bellerverse canon involves a scenario in which every human on planet Earth is simultaneously removed from existence. The only humans that remained then were those that weren't on Earth at the time. A few thousand Foundation researchers, agents, and D-Class had been safely tucked away in some hideaways that the Foundation had prepared just for a possibility like this. And so, after some time, they emerged into a new world, setting out to rebuild. The Foundation was in total charge now, with the D-Class rebuilding while small strike teams of agents set out to clear out the anomalous threats that spread in the Foundation's absence. Since normalcy was a foregone conclusion, the remnants of the Foundation used anomalies much more readily, but not all was well. The group began to have differing opinions about the future, and the Foundation splintered. As time went on, these splinter groups became warring tribes, as more and more of the knowledge of the past was lost. Thousands of years pass by, and history fades into legend, with certain researchers and agents being treated by descendants as godlike figures, saviors of humanity. Bellerverse is essentially Dungeons and Dragons combined with SCP, with a world containing only partial remnants of past civilizations and anomalies being more akin to magical creatures and objects than things that are sequestered away. If you like the fantasy side of SCP at all, such as the presence of dragons and heroic tales, Bellerverse is definitely one to check out. Another interesting canon based around the end of the world is competitive eschatology. Imagine a scenario in which every single entity or object in the SCP universe set out to end life as we know it simultaneously. Rather than humanity being finished in a blink of an eye, however, each of these world destroyers wants to destroy the world in their own way, forcing them to deal with one another first in order to claim supremacy. What follows, as you can imagine, is awesome chaos, but this war of gods gives humanity some breathing room, specifically the Foundation and groups like it. Normalcy is a foregone conclusion, as the Foundation and other groups use everything at their disposal to try and win an unwinnable war and save their existence. It's unfortunately an unfinished canon, with it being unlikely to actually be finished, but what's here is some really cool stuff. Another canon based around anomalies going a bit haywire is Rat's Nest, which begins with the GOC going slightly overboard by actually killing God in the 1800s. As it turns out, to the shock of almost no one, God is kind of important to the stability of the universe, and so with his death, reality begins to slowly unravel. More and more anomalous objects begin popping up over time, and as they start to multiply out of control, the Foundation and the GOC desperately try to keep things secure. As usual, the higher-ups of the Foundation have to juggle maintaining secrecy, protecting the world from danger, and the fact that many of them are anomalous themselves. It's certainly an apocalyptic canon, and another one in which the Foundation finds themselves in a desperate battle against an unrelenting force. Another very popular theme for various canons is a further exploration of the sci-fi side of the SCP universe. In the Ad Astra Per Aspera canon, an alternate timeline has humanity developing advanced space travel and colonization by the 2020s, thanks to some anomalous help. Things get accelerated, however, as SCP-3848 starts getting out of control, a phenomenon that causes collective memory loss, including memory of how to do basic activities and laws. It's suspected that before long, 3848 would cause the complete breakdown of human society, so the Foundation decides to simply evacuate the entire planet and leave it behind. Normalcy no longer matters to some degree, but the real struggle now is getting humanity to settle and survive on a multitude of planets rather than just one. Not only that, but there are far more anomalies out in the universe compared to just on Earth, and the Foundation has their work cut out for them. It's a very different canon compared to the baseline for SCP, but that allows for some very interesting situations, more akin to Star Trek than the X-Files. Similarly, in the Straight On Till Morning canon, humanity had already built some lunar colonies by the early 1970s, thanks to the alliance of a large number of countries. On July 13, 1973, however, SCP-2047 inadvertently activates, causing Earth to instantly switch places with a similar planet in a distant solar system. While the documentation for 2047 discusses the various issues that the Foundation had to deal with on Earth due to the swap, the Straight On Till Morning canon deals with the people that weren't on Earth at the time. What follows can only be described as an SCP version of Battlestar Galactica, in which the several thousand people left behind cobble together a fleet of ships and anomalies and try to make it back to their home. The people consist of remnants of the Foundation, the GOC, the GRU, the Chinese Central Investigative Department, and mostly a number of civilians that comprise the United Earth Colonies. They're being watched, however, by a group of aliens calling themselves the Showmen, who seem like they could help the lost people out, but would rather just watch and enjoy their struggles. Again, it's really not an expansive canon at the moment, but another example of the sci-fi side of SCP mixed with the power of human determination. There are plenty of other canons, but I won't go into too much detail here. The Coldest War canon details the secret battle between the anomalous Western and Eastern powers during the Cold War. The Daybreak canon covers everything in the timeline where the sun begins to turn everything on Earth into living blobs of amorphous flesh. The LOL Foundation canon is perfect for those interested in the more humorous side of SCP, as the Foundation becomes a parody of itself and researchers run wild. The Old Man in the Sea canon revolves around SCP-169, the Leviathan, which turns out to be just one of a species of living arcs that travel the stars and release the life within them onto various planets. On Mount Golgotha revolves around music, specifically SCP-012, a piece of unfinished musical score entitled On Mount Golgotha that compels people to use their blood to finish it. S&C Plastics concerns the lives of the personnel operating out of Sloth's Pit, Wisconsin, while Those Twisted Pines concerns the three Portland's nexuses. Of course, as mentioned, some of the biggest canons I've already taken a look at, such as Broken Masquerade, in which the world becomes aware of anomalies, or Apotheosis, in which average humans suddenly begin manifesting anomalous capabilities, going to war with the Foundation. There are more canons than these, and obviously I've only scratched the surface of all of them mentioned here. I didn't want to go into any more detail than necessary, to avoid spoiling material, or more likely because I'll likely be making standalone videos in the future about many of these canons. Feel free to chime in if you're interested in any of these, and I hope that if you are, you'll take the time to read some of the material yourself.